It's time for Broken News, an allegedly humorous look at the news with Philip Habib.
Who's he?
I have no idea. I'm just the announcer. And now, here's Philip.
Well, hello. Hello there, and welcome to Broken News. Well, that was fast. Ron DeSantis is out of the race. That didn't take long. And so what do you do when you get out of a Republican race where you were insulted and beaten down and battered? That's exactly right. You do the logical thing. You endorse the person who insulted you, beat you down, and battered you. And that's just what Ron DeSantis has done. He has endorsed Donald Trump. And so the pressure's off Ron DeSantis now. He no longer has to stare in that teleprompter and follow the directions that say smile. But don't worry about Ron, because he has places to go and books to ban. And on his way out, he gave this lovely quote from Winston Churchill. The only problem with it is that Winston Churchill never gave that lovely quote. So I guess Ron DeSantis got it from somewhere else. But see, that's what happens when you ban history books. Okay, so also making the news as far as the Republican contest is concerned, what are the red blotches and the weird-looking patches on Donald Trump's hands? Have you seen that? Some have wondered if it was syphilis. You know, if Trump had syphilis, who would you feel sorry for, Trump or the syphilis? And, of course, as one of our Broken News reporters pointed out, I don't think syphilis would go after Donald Trump. Just out of professional courtesy. And now many are saying those red blotches on Trump's hands, that was just ketchup. You know, he puts ketchup on his Happy Meals, and he has like 10 or 12 of those a day. What do you expect? Well, strap in, because it's going to be a long campaign. So start inhaling those antacids. Well, that's Broken News for this week. We'll have more for you next time. Thanks for joining us.